四十一节到四十二节。
Verse 41 to 42。
请我们一起来读。
Let us read it together.
于是领受他话的人，那一天门徒也出了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接和平祈祷。我们在前两个主日已经提过。
Last two Sundays we mentioned。
使徒行传二章是新约里面很伟大的一章圣经。
That Acts chapter 2 is a great chapter in the Bible。
在那里说到圣灵大能的工作。
Here it talks about the mighty works of the Holy Spirit。
但是到这一章圣经末了的地方。
And towards the end of this passage。
主就说了四件事来作为整个工作的根基。
The Lord established four things to be the basis of the work。
第一件是受浸。
The first is baptism。
第二件是交通。
The second is fellowship。
第三件是割礼。
The third one is the breaking of the bread。
第四件是祷告。
Fourth is prayer。
这四件事好像房子的四根柱子一样。
And these four things are like the four pillars of a house。
是每一件里面都隐藏着那个圣灵的奥秘。
In each is hidden the mystery in the Holy Spirit。
我们已经说过受浸和交通的意义。
We have already talked about baptism and fellowship。
今天早晨我们说第三件重要的是割礼。
The third thing we're talking about today is the breaking of the bread。
我们再读路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24。
对不起，二十二章。
Luke chapter 22,
14节
verse 14,
读到十八节
to 18,
对不起，读到二十节
to 20, I'm sorry.
事后到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。耶稣对他们说，我们愿意在受害之间和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。耶稣接过杯来，说：“撕裂了，说，你们拿这个，大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直等神的国来到。”又拿起饼来，撕裂了，就割开，递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。拿起冰来，是我用血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。好，我们读《使徒行传》二十章。
Acts chapter 20。
二十章第七节。
Verse 7。
七日的第一日，我们聚会喝饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，直讲到半夜。我们再读哥林多前书
First Corinthians
十一章
Chapter 11
二十三节到二十六节
Verse 23 to 26。
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就喝开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每份喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”我们再读前面第十章
Chapter 10 First Corinthians chapter 10
十六节
Verse 16
到十七节
To 17
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是同领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是同领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼， 一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。这个同饼应该翻作交通。
Partake of the one bread should be translated as having communion over one bread.
我们是不是在基督的血里有交通吗？
Do we not have a sharing in the blood of Christ?
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
和二十二节。
And 22.
你们不能喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。我们可惹主的愤恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？这里的筵席应该翻作桌子。
Here the feast should be translated as the table of the Lord.
这里说我们吃主的桌子，我们吃主的桌子。
He says that we cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons.
在十一章，他说到主的晚餐。
Chapter 11 talks about the Last Supper.
在十章，他说主的桌子。
And in chapter 10, it talks about the table of the Lord.
在这不饼的聚会，保罗在十一章就称它做主的晚餐。
The meeting of the breaking of the bread is called the Lord's Supper in chapter 11.
而在第十章，保罗就称它做主的桌子。
In chapter 10, it talks about, it is called the Lord's table.
弟兄姊妹，我们神的儿女们都知道讲道的聚会。
Dear and sisters, you all know about the meeting where we have a sermon.
祷告的聚会。
And you know about prayer meetings.
查经的聚会。
About Bible studies.
但是很少弟兄姊妹们知道最宝贵的是不饼的聚会。
But very few of us know that the most precious meeting is the breaking of the bread.
只有这一个聚会，乃是主耶稣亲自在地上的时候亲口所吩咐的。
And it is only this meeting that is established by the Lord himself.
当主去定十字架之前，他最后的一个命令要叫我们如此行，为的是纪念他。
Before the Lord ascended to the cross, he has a last commandment. What should we do in order to remember him?
所以使徒行传二十章，保罗说，每逢七日的第一日，他们都不饼，要纪念主。
Therefore, Acts chapter 20 says that the first day of the week, they break the bread and remember the Lord.
所以有认识主的人都知道，这纪念主的聚会是何等荣耀而且甜美的聚会。
And all of us who know the Lord know how sweet and how glorious it is to remember the Lord in a meeting.
为什么主那样看重这个不饼的聚会呢？
Why is it that the Lord regards this as so very important?
因为这一个聚会里面藏着最深奥的意义。
Because in this meeting there is the greatest meaning.
那一天，路加福音二十二章，主在那个逾越节的筵席上面。
Luke chapter 22 in the Last Supper, the feast of the Passover.
当他吃完了逾越节筵席之后。
After he had finished the feast,
他就拿起饼来擘开，叫门徒们吃。
He took the bread and he broke it.
他说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
And said, "This is my body, which is given for you."
他又拿起杯来，他祝谢了，叫门徒们分着喝。
And he took the cup and he blessed it and he distributed it to the apostles.
他说：“这是我所流出来的血，所立的新约。”
He says, "This is."The cup which is poured out for you as a new covenant in my blood.
弟兄姊妹们，那一天晚上，主所做的事是一件惊天动地的事。
And that night, the things that happened is that which shook heaven and earth.
那新约的事都是这样。
And everything in the New Testament.
若不是圣灵来开启人的眼睛，那就看不见它里面的荣耀。
If the Holy Spirit do not open our eyes, we do not see the glory.
若是圣灵开启我们的眼睛。
And if the Holy Spirit do open our eyes.
我们看见主所做的事里面充满了天上的荣耀。
And we see that the thing that which the Lord did is full of heavenly glory.
整本的圣经说到一件事，神来。
The whole Bible talks about one thing that the Lord came, God came to make a covenant with men.
神要说明他是信实的神。
God wants to tell us that He is a trustworthy God.
神要把伟大的救恩赐给人。
And He wants to give this great salvation to men.
所以他来和人立约。
Therefore, He came to make a covenant with men.
在旧约的里面，神和亚伯拉罕立约。
In the Old Testament, God made a covenant with Abraham.
神来和摩西立约。
And with Moses.
神也和大卫立约。
And with David.
所以整本的旧约的圣经，乃就是神在那个时候和人所立的约。
Therefore, the whole Old Testament talk about the covenant that was made at that time.
当出埃及记二十四章的里面。
In Exodus chapter 22.
神和摩西立了旧约的时候。
When God made the covenant with Moses.
那一天正是伟大的场面。
And that day there was a great show.
几百万神的百姓都在看着神的宝座显现在哪里。
So many millions of Jews who sit there and beheld the throne of God there.
他们看不见神的真相。
They see not his real face.
他们只看见了荣耀显在天上。
They only saw the glory being shown in heaven.
他们就在神的荣耀面前吃喝。
And they feasted before the glory of God.
摩西就进到神的荣耀里面。
And Moses ascended into the glory of God.
他就领取了神的约来和神的百姓立约。
And he received the covenant to make this covenant with the people.
他就杀了牛羊，用牛羊的血撒在约束上面。
And they sacrificed the oxen and sprinkled the sacrifices with blood.
对吧？一半的血就撒在众百姓的身上。
Half of the blood is sprinkled on the covenant, and half is sprinkled on the people.
因为血是立约的凭据。
Because blood is the guarantee on which we make the covenant.
神立了约，就从来不后悔。
When God has made a covenant, then He does not regret.
即使我们悔改就后悔了，神的一面是永远不改变的。
Even if we on our side regret, God on His side does not regret.
那一天，几百万神的百姓看着摩西站在神和人的中间。
And that day, so many millions of the Jews and saw Moses between God and them.
就立了旧约。
And he established the old covenant.
认真来说，弟兄姊妹，旧约不过是个影儿就是了。
And yet the old covenant is but a shadow of what is to come.
不过是个应许就是了。
It is only a promise.
他们并没有得到那个真实的。
They have not received that which is real.
到了主耶稣来到地上。
When Jesus came on earth.
他是那个真实的祭物。
He is the real sacrifice.
他是那个真正的生命。
He is that real life.
神所有的应许都藏在耶稣基督里面。
And all the promises of God is concentrated on
Him. 他来完成了神的救恩。
He came to fulfill the salvation.
他带来所有天上的福分。
And He brings this heavenly blessing to us.
当他到了末了一个晚上。
And at the last night.
他坐在那个逾越
He sat at the feast of the Passover.
逾越节的筵席就是说明旧约的稳固。
And the feast of Passover talk about how firm that old covenant was.
在那一天，一个时代改变的日子来到了。
On that day, there's a time that changed, the cut across the times came.
神的儿子就做了一件事。
And the Son of God did one thing.
就废了旧约。
He abolished the old covenant and established the new covenant.
他说我不再吃这逾越节。
He says, I shall not eat of this.
他就拿起饼来擘开说这是我的身体为你们舍的。
He says, this is my body which is broken for you.
你们要拿着吃，你为了这样行为的纪念我。
And you do this in remembrance of me.
在饭后又拿起杯来他祝谢了。
And after that, he took the cup.
他说你们拿着喝。
He says, take and drink.
这是用我的血所立的新约。
And this is a new covenant which is made in my blood.
饼指着主的肢体。
The bread talks about the Lord Himself.
杯指着整个的新约。
And the cup talks about the new covenant.
而主流血不仅为我们赎罪，而是为我们立了新约。
And the blood of Christ was shed not only to forgive our sins, but to make this new covenant.
所以我们认识主要越过越进步的。
Therefore, we should know God more, deeper and deeper.
我们刚刚得救蒙恩的时候。
When we were first saved.
我们不过知道血是为着赦免我们的罪。
We only knew that blood was shed in order that our sins might be forgiven.
赦罪虽然伟大，仍旧是消极的。
But forgiveness of sin, although it is great, yet it is still passive.
血有一位积极的另外的一面意义，是为我们就立了新约。
There's a more active side of the blood, that is to make this covenant with us.
这是我所流出来的血，就立了新约。
This is the blood which is shed for you in order to make this new covenant.
什么叫做新约？
What is this new covenant?
神的儿子自己来代替了牛羊。
The Son of God came to take his place instead of the ox and the lamb.
神的生命来代替了秩序。
And his life has comes in instead of the letters.
神的实际来代表一切的义文。
And his reality has taken over the ceremonies and other things.
今天我们不再摸着外面宗教的义文。
Today we do not touch the ceremonies of religion.
靠着这个血，我们能够一直来到神的面前。
Based on this blood, we come before God
领受神的一切的应许
and receive all the promises that He has given us.
现在这个生命在我们里面
Now this life is in us.
现在这个能力在我们里面
And this power is in us.
现在所有神的应许借着耶稣基督都在我们应验了
And now all these promises, because of Christ, has become real in us.
凡是圣经里面所说的，我们都能经历一切神所向我们应许的
Whatever is said in the Bible, we can all experience it.
新约的时代，每一个神的儿女都能够直接来接触神。
And in the New Testament, every child of God can come and touch God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个伟大的时代来到了。
And this is a great time.
在那一天，主耶稣没有说多少的话。
But that day, Jesus didn't say very much.
他是静悄悄地做了那么件伟大的事。
In silence, he did this.
废了旧约，叫立了新约。
He has abolished the old covenant and established the new.
你旧约的时候，几百万人在那里看。
You know that the old covenant was made between so many millions of people.
你新约的时候，只有十二个人在那里看。
And yet, when the new covenant is established, only 12 were present.
就是这十二个人，他们也不明白主所做的有多深奥的意义。
And even those 12 do not understand the real meaning of what Jesus did.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣的伟大就是这样。
Dear and sisters, this is the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣降生的时候
When he was born,
天使欢呼
The angels rejoiced.
诸天震动
And the arches rang.
在人中间没有一点的声音
But it was so quiet on earth.
他就是那么静悄悄地来到人间
So silently he came among us.
只有蒙主怜悯的人
Only those who had received the mercy of God.
眼睛被主开启的人
Whose eyes have been opened.
他们就来到这个婴孩的跟前。
They came before this baby.
哦，这是我们的救救。
This is our Savior.
天使向那些牧羊的报信说，在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
And the angels proclaimed to the shepherds that in the city of David is born to you a Savior.
这福音是为着万民的。
And this gospel is for all men.
但主耶稣那么静静地来到人间。
And Jesus came on earth so quietly.
当他末了的时候，也静静地立了新约。
And towards the end, he so quietly established this new covenant.
叫所有蒙主怜悯的人都知道，我们是有份在这新约的里面。
That all those who are blessed by of the Lord know that we are part of it.
所以主耶稣说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Therefore, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
到了使徒行传。
And when we come to the Acts of the Apostles,
耶稣复活了。
Jesus was resurrected.
圣灵降临了。
And the Holy Spirit is poured out.
那一天，那些门徒们都尝到了那个莫大的喜乐和力量。
And that day, all of the apostles know of this real joy and power.
他们整个的生命改变了。
And their whole lives were changed.
他们整个的人改变了。
And the whole being were changed.
他们每一个人自己都吸奇那个成就在他们身上的那个事。
And everybody was so amazed at what is accomplished, at what is accomplished in them.
而且那个能力从他们中间那么涌流出来。
And this power really gushes forth from them.
像江河一样。
Like a river.
头一次三千人得救了
So the first time 3,000 were saved
那一次五千人得救了
The second time 5,000 were saved
那些使徒们也甚至也他们自己也不知道这个力量有多好的
And the apostles themselves do not know how great this power is
那就叫他们一件事要不明纪念我
And the Lord had commanded them to break bread to remember him
等到二十章他们说每逢主日他们都要不明纪念主耶稣
Therefore in Acts chapter 20 it says that the first day of the week every week they remembered the Lord
到了灵前十一章保罗特别说到不明的意义
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 Paul especially talked about the meaning of the breaking of the bread
他说这是主的晚餐
He said this is the Lord's Supper
在这段短短的圣经里面
And in these few verses
保罗两次提到主耶稣说你们如此行为的是要纪念我
Paul twice mentioned that Jesus commanded us to do this in remembrance of him
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹们为什么说纪念我
Dear brothers and sisters why does it say in remembrance of me
所以不禀头一个意义叫做爱的要求
So the first meaning of the breaking the bread is a request in love.
你想，若是今天我有件重大的事要出门了。
And let's say, if today I have a very important thing that I have to take care of and I left home.
而且我要到很远的地方去。
I'm going to a faraway place.
我也有很长的时间，我不晓得什么时候会回来。
And I know not when I'm coming back.
或者我不知道我会不会回来，是不是
？Or I do not know whether I can come back or not.
那我一定临走的时候要交一些地方纪念我。
And if I, at parting, tell you to remember me.
我找谁去纪念我
？And who would I go to?
我会不会坐了 taxi 到飞机场，告诉司机说，请你纪念我
？I won't go to the taxi driver and say that please remember me.
会不会
？Would I do that?
不会。
No.
我就这样做了，他也不会纪念我。
Even if I did that, he won't remember me.
我会不会要上飞机的时候对那个买票给我的人小姐说，请你纪念我
？And I won't go to the air steward and stewardess to ask her to remember me.
不会。
No, I won't.
因为他们和我同学没有关系。
Because there's no relation between these people and I.
因为我们没有同一个生命。
Because we do not have that same life.
因为我们中间没有特别的爱。
Because there's no special love between us.
我们只能请求一众人他纪念我。
I can only ask one kind of people to
那一个最爱我们的人。
Those who love me the most.
特别是我们所最爱的人。
Especially the people that we love the most.
哎呀，我常常看一个人出门的时候，哎呀，找到他最喜欢的儿子，你看这个他知道他最爱哪一个孩子。
And many times we can see which son the father loved the most, because before he parts.
一直带着这个孩子，纪念爸爸啊，想起爸爸的啊。
And he asked the son to remember him.
给我写信啊。
To write to him.
常常想起我跟你讲的话啊。
And remember what I tell you.
你就旁边看着那个人的心何等爱。
And you know that this father loves the son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个太稀奇的事。
弟兄姊妹 ，this is indeed a wonderful thing.
那位何等伟大的神
！This great God.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
他不仅为我们死。
He not only died for us.
他十字架说：“我看见父就把万有交在我的手中。”
Because before the cross, he said that God, the Lord has.The Father has given everything to me.
他打败了一切的仇敌。
And he has defeated all the enemies.
他升到天上。
And he has already ascended.
众天使环绕他。
And all the angels surround him.
万有都要敬拜他。
And all the universe
bow down. 他是哪个伟大的主？
He is such a great God.
我们是这样渺小的人。
And we're so insignificant people.
这样伟大的主就要到我们面前来说，你纪念我。
And this great God comes to us and says, "Please remember me."
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们在主的心中的价值有何等的价值
？Sisters, do you know what is the worth we have in God's heart?
弟兄姊妹，你知道主爱我们的心有何等的深切
？And do you know how deeply God has loved us?
常常我心里难过一件事。
Many times I'm very sorry.
还不是弟兄姊妹不爱主。
It is not that the children of God do not love.
弟兄姊妹不知道主多爱你呀。
It's because we do not know how much God loves us.
常常向主发怨言。
Many times we complain to him.
常常怀疑主的爱。
And we doubt his love.
常常觉得说主和我们有什么关系呢
？And we feel that he is not related to us.
但是主的死为着你。
Do you know that he died for you?
身体不开为着你。
That his body was broken for you.
另有新约为着你。
And this new covenant was made for you.
所以说。你们要如此行，为了纪念我。
So he says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
当主说这句话的时候，他心中充满了爱。
And as he said this, his heart was full of love.
伟大的主要求我们的心纪念他。
This great God wants our hearts to remember.
所以每一个礼拜到主日的时候，我们都要来到主的座室面前说：“主，我们纪念你。”
Therefore, every Sunday we should come and before the table of the Lord and say, "Lord, we remember thee."
为什么
？Why is that?
因为你爱我。
Because you love me.
哦，这个爱是人的话都不能说。
And this love cannot be expressed.
我们都领受了。
And we have all partaken of it.
哦，亲爱的弟兄们，我们要纪念他。
Dear Mrs. Sisters, we must remember him.
第二个意义。
The second meaning.
主的晚餐，特别是说到安息和享受。
The Lord's Supper especially talk about rest and enjoyment.
晚餐都是一天的工作完了。
You know, we partake of the supper after one day's work.
所以特别是晚饭，全家的人都聚集在一处。
So especially at supper, a whole family is gathered.
特别是晚餐，代表家的意思。
especially supper represents the meaning of a family.
你看，特别在美国更是这样，我们的 lunch 的午饭都是马马虎虎的，对不对？
Especially in America, our lunch is so simple.
而且吃午饭的时候，我们全家都分散在各处的，对不对？
And everybody is at different places at lunch.
到了晚饭的时候，都围绕在一起。
And then at supper, then everybody is gathered around the table.
所以晚饭的时候，大家好好的吃一顿，对不对？
Therefore, we eat rather well at supper.
我刚刚来美国的时候
And when I first came to America,
我好两次闹这个笑话
Several times I made a mistake.
在中午带着朋友们去吃 steak.
I told my friends to eat steak at lunch.
我说东方来的朋友们，我说请你吃 steak.
The people from Far East,
我请了 steak.
I took them to a place to eat steak.
到了晚市里面说，他们说对不起，中午的时间我们不供给 steak.
And many times they say that there's no steak provided during lunch.
你吃的是 hamburger.
You can only eat a hamburger.
我对我朋友说很不好意思，我这里的人不注意吃午饭，注意吃晚饭。
And I was so embarrassed. I said because people regard lunch as a very small thing.
这是对的。
And this is right.
主的晚餐还说到我们是一个家中的人。
And the supper of the Lord talks about especially points to the point that we are the members of the family of God.
主已经为我们死了。
The Lord has already died for us.
耶稣的问题都解决了。
And all our problems have been solved.
主耶稣复活了。
He has already resurrected.
主不在我们的心中。
And he lived in our hearts.
主就担当我们一切的责任。
He has already bore our burdens.
当我围绕着主的做事的时候，就围绕着主的救恩。
Therefore, when we surround his table, we surround his salvation.
我们每次看见这个标记字，我们的重担都要献给主。
Every time we see these symbols, we lay our burdens aside.
我们身上所有的问题都要出去。
And all our problems are gone.
因为耶稣为我们复活了。
Because Jesus is resurrected.
我们吃饼的时候就说主耶稣住了我们的生命。
When we eat the bread, we say that God has become our life.
拿着杯来的时候，整个新约的福分在我们手中。
And when we hold the cup, we know that all the blessings of new covenant is ours.
杯中的葡萄酒是耶稣血为我们所保证。
And the wine in the cup says that Jesus' blood is our guarantee.
所以在这个聚会当中，没有祷告，没有祈求，只有赞美。
Therefore, in this meeting, there's no supplication, no request, only praise.
围绕着主而欢呼。
Because we surround the Lord and we praise Him.
现在我们在神的家中。
Now we are in the family of God.
不仅主和我们中间的爱是那样的伟大。
Not only is there such a great love between us.
而且我们众弟兄姊妹中间有一个爱，在我们中间的爱是何等的伟大。
And even among the brothers and sisters, there's a great love between us.
我们都在一个饼的里面。
We are all in this one bread.
我们何足不能分。
We cannot be separated from.
我们和弟兄姊妹不能分。
We cannot be separated from brothers.
主把我们都连接在一起。
Because the Lord has bound us together.
伟大的。爱融化贯通在我们中间。
This love flows from within us.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是基督救恩的伟大。
And this is the greatness of the salvation of God.
一件真的事情。
Something I want to tell you something.
好多年以前，在伦敦一个聚会的里面。
Many years ago in London in a meeting.
一个破冰的聚会当中。
And the breaking of the bread.
有一个弟兄，他年轻，一个年轻人。
There was a young man.
他一个仇家，一个怨仇，有仇家是杀他父亲的。
He had an enemy who had killed his father.
他一生多少年说，我一定要找到那个仇家，杀了他，报这个父亲的仇。
And for his whole life, he said that if I find this person, I'm going to kill him in order to revenge.
他打了好多年找不到他。
And he went around many times and couldn't find this.Person.
那一天教会里面 有人得救传福音，有人得救，而且那个第一次信主进来参加破饼。
And that day, there was several who was recently baptized, and it was the first time they came to the breaking of the bread.
那个弟兄坐下来。
And when the brothers sat down,
那么奇妙，他一看坐在他旁边那个人就是他多少年来许多找的那个冤家。
And he opened his eyes and he saw this person sitting right next to him, the enemy who has killed his father.
哦，那天的试探打击了。
And that day he had a great temptation.
他的主，我找了十几年了，就找这个人。
He said, for many years I've looked for this person.
我一直应许我自己，找到他要杀。
And I've always promised myself that when I meet him, I'm going to kill him.
现在你把他找到我的身边来了。
Now you have taken him to sit by my side.
现在他听了福音，他得救，他是个弟兄。
Now he has been baptized and he's now a brother.
当然我是今天得救了。
And now I'm also a brother.
我不能杀他。
I cannot kill him.
但是我不能和他一同不饼啊。
But I cannot break the bread with him.
我怎么能称他做弟兄啊？
How can I call him a brother?
他刚在这里想的时候。
And as he thought like that,
他觉得不能忍受。
He felt that he couldn't stand it.
他一个人就出去。
Therefore he went out.
院子里坐在那。
And he sat in the garden.
他一直挣扎，一直挣扎。
And he had a struggle inside.
主耶稣这个十字架的意象就活化在他眼前。
And the vision of the crucifixion was before him.
神儿子宝血为他流出。
The precious blood of the Son of God was shed for him.
主说：“你千万样的罪，我都赦免了。”
And the Lord says, "I have forgiven all the big and small sins in your life."
我的血为你流的。
My blood was shed for you.
也是为他流的。
And the blood was also shed for him.
你们是弟兄。
And you are brethren.
哦，这个弟兄大。
So the baron wept.
所有的仇恨都出去。
And all this enmity was gone.
他就坐在那个地方旁。
And he went back and sat beside him.
奇妙，一个能力在他心。
And all of a sudden there's a power inside.
他特别的仇恨心中充满了爱。
He had so much love for this enemy.
这是他的弟兄。
Now he is his brother.
到破冰完了。
And after breaking the bread,
他就握着那个弟兄的手。
He held his hand.
他弟兄，感谢主，你得救了。
He said, "Brother, I'm glad that you're saved."
你知道我是谁？
Do you know who I am?
弟兄说我不知道，那个人又说我不知道。
The person said, "I don't know."
我就是什么人的儿子？
He says, "I am so and so's son."
你说把那个地方吓死了，那在户外逃走了。
And the brother was so scared.
哦，他握着他的手，眼泪一直的往下流。
He held his hand and tears streamed down his eyes.
他弟兄啊，若不在这里遇见你，若别地方遇见你，我们两个当中应该死一个。
He said, "If I had met you somewhere else." There must be one who dies between the two of us. Now we have met before the table of the Lord.
他就抱住他一直哭泣。
Therefore they embrace each other and wept.
弟兄一切的罪主都赦免了。
That all of our sins have been forgiven.
这大爱贯通在你和我的心中。
His great love flows between you and me.
哦，那个人也抱住他一直流泪。
And the person also embraced him.
弟兄姊妹们，只有基督大爱。
David says, "It's only the great love of Jesus."
每次我来纪念主的时候
，Every time we come before the table of the Lord，
我都看见主儿女的关系是那样的真实。
We see how real this relation between brothers and sisters are.
没有力量能够折断神儿女中间的关系。
There can be nothing that can break the ties between brothers and sisters.
我们不是合一耶，我们都是一个。
We're not trying to be one; we are already one.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等伟大
！How great this is!
所以这是晚餐。
And this is the Last Supper.
到这不饼聚会的最自由的聚会。
And the breaking of the bread is such a free meeting.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
每次他出不饼要纪念我，就说到主是从这世界中间出来的一个人。
Every time we break the bread, we know that we are people that came out of the world.
主耶稣自己出来的。
The Lord Jesus is a person that is out of the world.
这是我的身体。
He says, "This is my body."
啊，你身体不堪。
His body was broken.
是他说为着我们的罪。
For our sins.
罪的征战中间，他的身体裂开了。
In the battle with sin, his body was broken.
可世界的征战中间，他的身体为我们裂开了。
In the battle with the world, his body was broken.
和鬼魔的征战中间，他的身体为我们裂开了。
In the battle with the demons, his body was broken.
完成了伟大的救恩。
And a great salvation has been accomplished.
主耶稣是和罪无关的人。
And the Lord has nothing to do with sin.
主耶稣是和世界无关的人。
He has nothing to do with the world.
主耶稣是和鬼魔无关的人。
He has nothing to do with the demons.
今天我们来到破冰的聚会里面。
Today we come to the meeting of the breaking of the bread.
每一次看见冰被破开。
Every time we see the bread being broken.
我们都在这个冰里面。
We are all in this bread.
我们都是出来的人。
We are all people who have come out.
我们都从罪的里面出来。
We have come out from sin.
是不是要出来，是已经出来了。
It's not that we want to come out, we are already out of it.
我们都从世界里面出来的。
All of us are out of the world.
我们都从鬼魔的管辖之下出来的。
We have all come out from the control of the demons.
唯有我们是自由的人。
It is only we who are the free people.
我们是属于主耶稣的人。
We are the people that belong to the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个生命在我们里面的。
This life is in us.
所以每个七日就提醒我们一次，只为我们死了，救恩已经完成了。
Therefore, the first day of every week, then we remember that the Lord has already died for us.
礼拜五的晚上，我在谢老弟兄家里传福音啊。
Last Friday, I was in Brother Xie's home in a small gospel meeting.
讲起一个弟兄的故事来。
I mentioned a brother.
好多年以前，他在台湾的中部，他是小学的校长。
Many years ago, he was the principal in a small primary school in Taichung.
那个校长并不有钱，他把他几年来积蓄的钱都买了好多的鸡养在后面。
And he was not very rich, and he used all his money to buy a lot of chickens.
哎呦，他喂那些鸡，小心的鸡，就小心他的儿女一样。
And he treated these chickens like his own children.
他靠着那个鸡赚钱养生。
Because through these chickens, he earned his livelihood.
他的隔壁住着个天主教的神父。
And right next to him lived a Catholic father.
常常劝他相信天主教。
And he always come to him and says that, oh, you must believe in Catholicism. One day he went to listen to the gospel. And he was saved. And he indeed had the presence of the Lord.
Oh, he was so happy. And
he was so happy every day he prayed and he enjoyed the presence. And his life was changed. And his whole being was changed. Indeed, he was part of that new covenant.
好，这个神父天天来说，你背叛了，你小心神要罚你。
And the Catholic father says that you have rebelled. You better be careful that the Lord don't punish you.
他来给他讲。
And he comes all the time.
他刚刚得救，他圣经也不熟，他也没办法给他辩。
And he didn't know the Bible. He couldn't argue with him.
他这是一句话，他说我是真的主，我遇见我知道的。
Is I have met the Lord that that I believe in.
但有一天呢。
In one day,
忽然之间，他的鸡生病了。一生病，怎么传染的好快？所有的鸡都死光了。
And one day, the plague started among the chickens, and all his chickens died.
他就坐在家里面，他说：“若是我没有信主之前，我所有的积蓄都没有了，我会死的。”
He says, and he sat at home and he thought, before I believe in Jesus, if all my possessions are gone, then I would die.
我这么爱钱的人，一天到头都能完了，我真是要这个痛苦都不能忍受了。
Because I love money so much, if all my money was gone in one day, then I can't stand it.
奇怪，他想忧愁都忧愁不起来。
But that day he wanted to be sorrowful, but he couldn't be sorrowful.
而且他心里祷告主耶稣，充满了喜乐。
And prayed to Lord Jesus and was full of joy.
那个平安胜过诸恶所的，这个平安人不能夺去。
It's just like what the Bible says that.This love cannot be taken away by the world.
在我里面有平安。
Jesus said, in me there is peace.
哦，他正在吸取主的恩典，那么浩大呀。
And as he was amazed with the grace of the Lord.
这个神父又来了。
Then the Catholic father came.
看。
He said, look at you.
现在惩罚你了吧。
Isn't the Lord punishing you?
你信了耶稣基督教，所有的基督死光了，你看。
You believe in Christianity, now all your chickens have died. And when he heard this, then all of a sudden he came to.
他神父啊,
he said, Father.
那个，我现在才知道你没有得救，我得救了。
He said, now I know that you are not saved, I am saved.
神父给他搞得莫名其妙，怎么我没得救，你得救了。
And the Catholic father was confused.
他说：“我有主的生命，你没有啊。”
He says, "I have the life of the Lord, and you don't."
我看见的是主，你天天看见的是鸡啊。
He says, "I've seen the Lord, and you see the chickens."
我怎么今天充满了平安？你怎么充满了那个损失的财务，就能充满了忧愁啊
？Now I'm full of peace, and you're full of sorrow.
你说神罚我，你不知道神把最大的平安喜乐赏给我，知道吧
？You said that the Lord has punished me. You don't know that God has given me the greatest peace.
这也平安。就是主的自己在我们里面。
And this peace is the Lord Himself in us.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是一个从世界里面出来的人。
And here's a person who has come out of the world.
世界的事情摸不着。
The things of the world cannot touch him.
不是他自己能够这样。
It's not that he can be like that.
因为他生命是这样。
Because that life is like that.
新的生命是天上来的生命。
The new life comes from heaven.
所以每次我们来破冰的时候，我们主，我们和这个世界没有关系。
Every time we come before the Lord, we said, Lord, we have nothing to do with the world.
我们是天上的人。
We are people of heaven.
我们和罪没有关系。
We have nothing to do with him.
我们是主耶稣的人。
We belong to Jesus.
我们和鬼魔没有关系。
We have nothing to do with demons.
今天主耶稣充满在我们里面。
Today the Lord Jesus fills
us. 下面第二说，今年王他说举起杯来。
And secondly, it says that he held the cup. This is the blessing of the new covenant. All the New Testament blessings become the cup and it is held in our hands.
查理，你每次拿到杯子说：“主耶稣，整个的圣经都是我的。”
Every time you hold this cup, you say that, Lord Jesus, all these blessings are mine.
听不清楚？
手中握着这个杯，在圣经里面特别背着我们的份。
And this cup is a cup of our portion.
新约是我们的份。
The new covenant is our portion.
哦，有的弟兄这边说，我追求了八年的圣灵充满，还没有得到。
And many people say that I have seeked after the fullness of the Holy Spirit for 8 years and have not experienced.
有的弟兄说，十几年了，我昨天得到了，得到一点点。
And some people say that from more than 10 years I've sought it, and yesterday I had it a little bit.
主，给我一点点圣灵摸一摸我。
And God gave me a little bit of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这是乱讲的。
And this is nonsense.
我的弟兄啊，全部圣经哪有一次说圣灵那么一点点浇灌你？你们觉得对吧？
I said, in the whole Bible, have you found a verse that says that God has given you a little bit of the Holy Spirit?
这个厚厚浇灌，它充充足足地倒在你的怀中。
In all abundance, it's given to you.
主耶稣从来不给一点点，记住吧。
The Lord Jesus doesn't give you just a little bit.
主耶稣要给就给的你受不了。
If the Lord wants to give it to you, He'll give you so much that you can't stand anymore.
我碰到好多弟兄们，当初出马上的时候，他们会喊：“主啊，喜乐的受不了了。”
And I've heard many references when they experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit, they say that, "Lord, I'm so happy, I can't stand anymore."
主啊，停一停，让我们喘口气再喜乐，好不好？
And they say that, "Lord, withhold your hand for a minute." And that, in order that I can. I don't think that this is a joke that I'm making. This is really real. All the blessings of the New Testament has become our portion in this cup.
里面的血是保证。
The blood inside is our guarantee.
我们能要求所有主的复活的话。
That we can. Claim everything that he has promised. Let it be true in our lives. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
啊，不说晚餐，他说佛祖。
Now it is talked about as the table of the Lord.
晚餐说到享受主。
The supper talks about enjoyment, satisfaction.
说到见证主。
The table talks about the testimony.
所以我们可能是晚餐就不一定够上桌子。
We can be having the Lord's Supper, we may not be having the Lord's table.
大众神的儿女聚在一起，享今天主的时候，丰足的晚餐。
In every place when the children of God come together and break bread, there is the supper of the Lord.
主的桌子有它的条件。But
the table of the Lord has its qualification.
我们一同交通于他的血。
We must have fellowship in His blood.
我们一同交通于他的身体。
And we must have fellowship in the body.
我们的心是广大。
Our hearts are wide.
我们的交通是广大。
And so is our fellowship.
没有一个神的儿女是我们心之外的。
And there's not one child of God that is
partial. 天地中间没有一个人是你心有间隔的恨他的。
And in the whole world, there's not one person that you hate.
所有爱包括着所有神的儿女们。
And this love includes all the children of God.
而且让所有神的儿女都在我们的交通里面。
And we are in, we let all the children of God be in our fellowship too.
并且这个杯，我们享受主的经历丰富。
Because of this cup, we can experience God abundantly.
我们是对主有经历的人。
We are people who experience God.
我们是和主站在一起的人。
We are people who stand on the side of God.
我们爱所有神的儿女们。
And we love all the children of God.
我们也舍了自己为过所有神的儿女们。
And we give ourselves for all the children of God.
我们的交通也是为过所有神的儿女们。
And our fellowship is for all the children of God.
当我们纪念主的时候。
When we remember the Lord.
是见证主的身体。
Then we are testifying to the body of the Lord.
最后不平聚会上还放着一个将来的盼望。
And at the end of the message on the breaking of the bread, it says that there is hope to come.
他只等到我来。
He says, until I come.
因为这是晚餐。
Because this is the supper.
主不在的时候，我们纪念他的整个的世界和黑夜。
When we remember him, it is darkness.
每一次我们不平。
Every time we break the bread,
我们知道我们的地上的日子又少了一周了。
We know that there's one less week in the,to our life on earth.
我们知道我们离开主又近了一周了。
We know that we are coming closer to the Lord. So we look forward to His coming back.
对，儿女心中充满了盼望。
And the hearts of the children of God are full of hope.
我们今天不明主的爱充满在我们的心中。
And today, when we broke the bread, our hearts are full of the love of God.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他是我们的爱。
He is our love.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
他是我们的医治。
He is our cure.
他赐给我们神的家。
And He has given us the house of God.
我们这么多的弟兄姊妹们在地上。
There are so many children of God on earth.
而且给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
And has given us a glorious hope.
他的应许他要再来。
His promise that He is coming back again.
叫如此行，只等到他来。
He says, do this until I come back again.
当主来的时候，就是白日了。
Then when He comes, it is already night.
早晨来到了。
The morning has come.
我们要和主一同在他的国中。
And we shall in His kingdom.
喝新的日子。
Drink of it anew.
所以弟兄姊妹要知道不平的意义。
Therefore, we must know the meaning of the breaking of the bread.
我们都要宝贝这个聚会。
And to treasure that meeting.
短短的一句话的赞美。
A short praise.
都叫主的心得到满足。
Shall satisfy the heart of the Lord.
很简单的赞美。
A very simple praise.
都叫仇敌在那里惧怕。
Shall cause the devil be afraid.
很简单的赞美。
A very simple praise
都会领下天上的爱和喜乐充满我们的心
would lead down the heavenly love to fill our hearts
我们再唱328首
328